Welcome to Heartline. This is the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home in Fresno. The Evangel Home has been ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Every week on Heartline, your host is Jim Tuck. Here he is.
Well, thank you, my listening friend, for being with us today, tuning into this radio station. It's always a great privilege for us to turn on our little handheld recording device in Jerry Brenneman's office and start trialoguing this program we call Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno. Most of the time, it's Jerry is here, and we have a guest, and it's myself, and that's the case again today. And Brandy is back with us, and Jerry, Brandy, is about to graduate.
Yep, Brandy has about a week and a half or so, and she will be graduating from the garden. Hmm. Amazing. It really, you know, I sit here, Jim, and I look at her, and I think, one of the first things I think is, has Brandy ever been in trouble while she's been here? Because usually somebody in the garden, somebody gets a consequence for something, or there's misunderstanding about something. And I just don't remember ever having to go through that with Brandy. And I really think since she got here, she's been very focused on starting life over. Hmm. And so she doesn't want to mess with even tempting where she used to be. Hmm. And that's kind of a backhanded compliment, isn't it, Brandy? Wow, I don't remember when you got in trouble. But that says a whole lot about her and how serious she is, that she's never looking for excuses. She's never blaming anything on anybody. If there's anything that needs to be taken care of, it starts with Brandy. And I think she's been an example to the others that way also.
Mm. Well, Brandy, we want to do some review and then some down the road forward looking in your mindset at this point. It's the Crossroads program you're graduating from, is that right?
Garden.
That would be the garden you're graduating from, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I knew it was, I had two choices, I just guessed wrong. And a year ago, your life was not what it is now, not nearly as put together and focused. Bring us up to date. What was your background? Why Evangel Home in the picture and your family situation and your life? Just give us a couple of minutes overview here.
The background of my life, everything was miserable. I was miserable. My kids weren't happy. My marriage was destroyed. I went anywhere from drugs to prostitution to pushing a cart. I've lost apartments. I lost everything we had. I went to jail for a county year. I've been here for almost 9 months, so for the last 15 months, I've actually been away from my family.
Mm-hmm. Was there a day or an hour, a point in time, when the thought suddenly exploded in your head, saying, this isn't working, I must change?
The day that my husband took my kids from me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, that had to be, yeah, and you have five?
Yes, five children.
Okay. But your husband's life wasn't all put together in Rosie either.
No, his life wasn't. He was able to get off the drugs and alcohol. My addiction took me further.
Which, unfortunately, with women, that tends to be the case. We get hooked on cigarettes harder. We get hooked on drugs faster and harder. Women, whether it's our emotional makeup, Jim, or our physical being, we get hooked on things faster and harder. And for many years, you know, the model of getting a man into recovery was basically give him a shave and get him a job and he could at least function. I'm very glad that people are seeing that really doesn't work for the guys either. Mm-hmm. They might be able to get on and off quicker, but their problems can go just as deep. Mm-hmm. And so I think when I look at that situation and I think of those five kids bouncing back and forth, and I'm very thankful that Brandy and her husband are where they are now, where they can both put their priorities with God first and themselves second, and then the children. If they're not good for one another as a husband and wife, then they're not going to be good for the children. And that's one of the things they're working on now, which I think, again, Brandy has been very creative in how she's going forward with her life. I've never seen in my 20-plus years here, I have not seen any of our residents plan for the future quite the way she is, which I bet she'll be willing to tell us about it.
Well, I look forward to asking that question. But let me back up just a little bit again and ask you, what specifically, how did Evangel Home specifically come into the picture?
Through a neighbor, my daughters went to, every Monday, a girls Bible study, 4 to 5. And Brianna, that used to work here, she no longer works here now, I finally reached out and told her that I had relapsed and I needed help. And she referred me to here. Evidently, I ended up still doing my county year, but I still waited all that time, and I still showed up the doorsteps the next day after I got out.
Hmm. So you hadn't called? You just
I had called, but I got remanded, so I did my time, and I had the choice to come here throughout my time, but I didn't think it was my time to leave county.
So
you had made plans with garden staff, mm-hmm. and then showed up here when you got out of jail.
Yep.
Okay. So how would you encapsulate your 9 months here? Just what comes off the top of your head? What's important to you as you review the last 9 months or so?
A new way of looking at things. I no longer give up. That's the way I used to. Things came down hard. I give up. This 9 months has been full of trials, and I've withstood every single one of them. I have my down days, which, you know, everybody does. I'm female. I have emotions. But besides that, I look forward to the next day now.
Mm. Well, I'm male. I have emotions, too. So it's kind of the universal.
You know, Brandy just said something, too, about how she's able to make decisions. You didn't say it quite like that. But one of the things that I see happen again with our women, and many women that are in the situation she was, they don't have options. They don't know about options. And it either has to go the way they want it right now, or they can't figure out another way to get it. You know, you and I, Jim, are fairly successful. And we've learned in life that when you want something, if you don't get it, you back up, you look at things, you readjust, and you try again. Mm-hmm. And if that doesn't work, you do the same thing again until you have tried enough times that you know this isn't going to work. Mm-hmm. Our women don't have that skill, and they don't have that practice. And so if they go for something and it doesn't work, it's just another reason, why should I bother? I got to get loaded. Mm-hmm. Or it's another reason that they need someone to rescue them. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that she's in a place now where she's learning options, and that if you don't get what you want or go after the first time, then back up and look at it and then make adjustments.
Yeah. Now, Brandy, Jerry said she doesn't remember you getting in trouble in the last 9 months. Do you remember getting in trouble?
Only when I took extra donuts.
Okay, that's pretty minor. I'm not too concerned about that.
It depends on who found her taking those extra donuts.
I told on myself.
Okay. Well, that's good. I like that. Is there... Just checking time. We're good. You've been taking a lot of classes in the last year. That the garden program is a life skills training program with high accountability and structured life here. Is there a class or two that jump out as especially important and dynamic and life-changing for you?
I love Joy's class, Timothy, where it's not after the book of Timothy. It's just where we learn about all different chapters of the book, the meaning, how it applies to our life. I like it because I see me in the Bible now, and I never used to. I didn't understand it until she broke it down and explained it. And I love that, you know, that someone takes their time out to come and teach. Mm. And I love it. There's no other words besides I love it.
Mm. So a kind of a mentor relationship, yeah, with Joy. Well, bless her heart. And there are others here doing similar things as well. Okay, now you're going to graduate here very soon, and then you're going into Community Connection.
Yes, it's been a decision that ever since I've been here, after I heard about it, I thought, you know what, that's what I need. I still need to work on me. There's still areas in my life that I still need to prove on, you know, my pride, one of them. And I believe that it would serve my marriage a lot better. Until me and my husband move back together, we want to renew our vows. But this time, we want to do it in church, and we want to have our family in church. Mm-hmm. We're putting God first this time. And I think it would be the biggest mistake of my life just to leave after I graduate and to go back when there's so many more things that I need to accomplish for myself first.
Mm-hmm. And Jim, just a quick review of Community Connection. That's for our graduates, and that's, you know, in our apartments. Right now, Brandy is living in a house. And after she graduates, she has been accepted into Community Connection. So she'll move next door into the apartments and have much more independence, still accountability, but more independence. And, and her children will be able to be here more often. That'll be a good test also to have them all in one little apartment.
Mm. And your husband is still getting some training and counseling, is that correct?
Yes, every Friday we go to marriage counseling here, which is provided by our pastor. And every Tuesday the pastor meets with him and early Friday morning for a Bible study.
So he's making the similar kinds of commitments that you are.
Yes, more church involved, and he doesn't have the ability to go to the classes that I go to, so we're at different levels right now. But I'm praying that God's going to go ahead and bring that all around.
Well, the very fact that he's committed to change and stayed in the marriage, that's got to be a good sign.
I think that's a good sign. And one of the things that I love about Brandy and her husband also, what they have allowed to happen here is, if Evangel Home is one circle of support, we always tell our women, you cannot make it if you only have us. You've got to have four or five different circles of support. And I see with Brandy, may I use your husband's name? Maybe you already did, and Robert. They have church, and part of their church is with First Presbyterian Church, which is my church. So it kind of ended up, I knew a whole lot more people in their lives than any of us realized. But Robert is seeing Pastor Jonathan, that, you know, they have Bethany Inner City Church there. And all of these people from all around working very hard not to enable and not to make excuses, but to help these two people really make it this time. It's very exciting.
Well, Brandy, it's great to talk. We unfortunately are running short on time, but Jerry was just saying before we opened that you're going to be telling your story at the banquet coming up. And so my listening friend, come meet Brandy and hear her story firsthand Tuesday, September 25th, 6:30 at Tornino's, not in downtown like it has been for years, but at Tornino's on Blackstone. You can call the office here for tickets, 264-4714, $30 a seat. And by 8:45, Jerry's walking out the door, so the program will be over and plenty of time for you to get the rest you need to go through your routines on Wednesday, the 26th. And we're out of time. Jerry, thank you as always. Brandy, it's great to see you. Love the smiles. And so excited to see what God's going to be doing in your life down the road. Friends, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to our next adventure here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
And the Evangel Home of Fresno can be found 24/7 on the World Wide Web at evangelhome.org. The phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline. We'll chat with you next time.